Hi, my name's Kimberly, and I'm founder of Hooga in the Early Years, which is an international hub for supporting early years teaching, training, and inspiration. With all the work I do, I'm all about empowering early educators and parents to be the very best version of themselves by embracing Scandinavian ways of living well. So, hello, and welcome to this week's podcast, where we're looking at rewilding your wanderlust, with a particular theme on rainbows. So I hope you enjoyed my first podcast in a while last week. It was really lovely to get back into writing and recording it. So if you do have any feedback, please let me know. As you will have noticed from previous seasons of the podcast, I haven't got any jingles or any fanciness going on right now. I just want to be able to sit down and record this. And this is in its truest form. It's not been edited. It's not got any fancy sounds on it. It's just me talking away to the camera. So I hope that you appreciate the fact that I'm here and you don't need all that fancy stuff to enjoy and take some learning away from it as well and some inspiration. So last week we were looking at rain, something that we get lots of here in the UK at the moment. And this week we will be looking at rainbows. So as I share in the weekly rewilding planning, we can start this off with a little bit of a hook. So this is where we could stand with the sun behind us outside and spray a hose with some water or pour a watering can to make a fountain. And then look for a rainbow of light within the water. Talk about the colours that you can see, how the rainbow's made, and how both the sunlight and the water needs to be involved for it to happen and be successful. Some more invitations that we can offer for the children if they show a particular interest in the rainbows. Obviously, we can go out and look for rainbows outside, but we might not always see them. So how about crushing some chalk into some water and mixing it to create some chalk paint, then painting rainbows onto rocks, trees, shells, or pavements? This is really lovely. It's got nice, bright, vivid colours, but then it can be washed away afterwards so that you're not creating permanent artwork. Next, you might want to give each child a coloured counter or a coloured disc. We love all the Greppat wooden resources, so we have some of their lovely coloured discs. And you could give each child a different coloured one and ask them to look outside for fallen nature and bring it back, and together you could create a group rainbow. You could also collect a selection of different size sticks and paint these in different colours of the rainbow as well, and then fit them all together and create a mobile that could be hung up outside. So there are just three of the ideas that I share within my rewilding planning for week two. It's also great to get some storytelling involved in the week. This is great for developing language, creativity, imaginative play. And as I talk a lot, storytelling is something that is lost, I do feel, at the moment. We're so busy, we're rushing from one thing to the next, and maybe storytelling is something that we could make a little bit more time for within our day, and giving children the stillness and the time to invent and create their own extended stories. So how about we start them with a little bit of a stimulus? We could offer them maybe a silk scarf. We've got a lovely rainbow one that we bought from Sarah's Silks a few years ago. And it really was a lovely investment. It can be used as a dressing up outfit. We've used it on our nature tables, our storytelling areas, but we could offer it as a prop here and see how the children use it. Could they tie it onto a branch and move it in the air in a rainbow shape and start to think about some of the stories about the rainbows and who we might find at the end of a rainbow? We could also dress up using the rainbow silk, wearing it as a cloak. We like to add mirrors into the outdoor area or take mirrors into the woodland with us. And then we can use the mirrors as a way of looking at ourselves and imagining who we might be. You might even take a little treasure box out with you and fill it with some gold coins or some gold treasure to excite the children and see how they respond. Now, isn't this time of year a wonderful time to just take your socks off and go barefoot? You can really feel the warmth of the spring soil underfoot at this time of the year. So I really do encourage you to take shoes and socks off and really just enjoy being outside and that freedom that you feel when you've not got them on your feet and how you're taking in the world so differently as well. Think of all those synapses in the brain that are forming new connections for young children when they've got their shoes and socks off. So it really is a great opportunity to get out there at the moment. There is a big section in my rewilding program about going barefoot and how we can support young children and their families in barefoot learning as well. So some of the other things that I share this week is I share about how we could maybe head on to the moors or the wild grassland areas at the moment, and we could take a look for some of the courting lapwings that we can see doing loops in the air as they're trying to attract other lapwings and try and impress them. And maybe we could take out some ribbon streamers and we could practice moving in this way as well. It's also a lovely time of year to just sit and find your stillness, find your beauty in what's around you, whether that be tuning into the sounds of the different birds and trying to work out which birds it is you can hear, or maybe feeling that warmth of the spring sunshine on your cheeks, or looking at the colours. Oliver and I went to our nearby woodland today and it was beautiful. All the wild garlic was in flower. The scent of it was just amazing. So because it was such a, well, it was in such an abundance, we foraged for some wild garlic leaves and we brought them home so that we can make a garlic pesto, which I'm looking forward to doing this afternoon. But we also had a chance to walk and be around the bluebells as well and it had been raining, so we got to just inhale the smell to do as well, and just to sit and have a snack sat in the middle of the bluebell forest. It was very special. So, finding time within your week, within your weekend, to find stillness and find beauty and just appreciate all the lovely nature that's around you. So, there are just a few ideas for me from this week. Next week, we will be talking about bluebells in a little bit more detail, as that will be our focus for our planning. If you haven't started on my rewilding course yet, you can still grab the early bird offer, but it will run out this weekend. So do try and get it as soon as you can. And if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. It'd be lovely to hear from you or hear any feedback about how it's going for you. Okay, well, I hope you all have a really lovely weekend and I will be back again next week. Thank you. Bye.